UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Like it, even though I'm fighting in my body, body. I'm a concert, crowded. Used to be down, but now you're down. You are on ride. We're over here, we're building a no limit mound. Too many records.
Welcome back to Spit Days with Marcus Maven. 8150 939, but this is number 939 is the station. Were you sweating during the Man Right Here Mystical? Not that you would be able to recognize the curse words if they did get slipped in there at some point. But I do know the look on your face where you're like, come on, Marcus, let's come back.
I was nervous, but I had a good feeling about it. Okay. I was nervous. Once we got past the intro,
because
I always screw that up. Like, the freaking guillotine swords instrumental.
Yep.
Like, I feel like, you know, from Raekwon, I'm always like, it's the instrumental, I'm good. And I forget about the intro where he says, like, every word under the sun. Once we got past the intro, I was like, all right, I got faith.
I think we're good to go.
Yeah, like the cover art is the actual record, mm-hmm. and it says, you know, the clean edit,
yep.
and then the album version, and it was the clean edit, so I had good feelings.
So it was more than clear.
I was less puckered than usual.
Speaking of sweating in the booth, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then you know that I know the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, which I just adjusted for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Are there any extra reads during the break? If there's anything else I need to talk about, go ahead and deliver that.
I got a couple shout-outs I want to give. First and foremost, you might have heard in my amazing sports center that I did earlier today. And by amazing, I mean I didn't, you know, stumble over my words at least. It was pretty clean. It's the local ESPY Awards. Finalists are in, and you can continue voting today on ESPNLouisville.com. The categories are as follows. I want to pull up the script so I don't get this wrong. We have the Team of the Year presented by our friends at QC Kinetics. Male or female high school athlete of the year. Male, female college athlete of the year. Perseverance Award. Local ESPY Awards presented by ESPN Louisville. Also, got to give a shout out to our friends at Kroger because they have a pretty cool thing going on right now. How would you like to get even more savings and more benefits when you shop at Kroger with a Boost by Kroger Plus membership? You'll enjoy 2 fuel points for every dollar you spend on groceries and general merchandise in store and with pickup or delivery. Free delivery, lots more. Membership starts at just $59, so sign up today at Kroger.com/Boost. More savings, more benefits, a new level of membership with Boost by Kroger Plus. So there you go. I also have one personal shout out. I got to give this, and it goes to our friends at Norton because they were taking care of Pops with the cancer thing. He got his scan.
Saying the cancer thing. Either say it or don't say it.
All right, stage 4 leukemia. There we go. Pops had stage 4 leukemia. We know that. You hear the KFOV PSA, and by the way, if anyone wants to play in our golf event August 22nd, you saw the thing. basketball versus football should be a whole lot of fun. Team Redmond and Tammy versus Team Scotty D and Luke Hancock. If you want to be part of that, you can message me personally, nickv@espnlouisville.com.
Sorry.
I'm just saying.
This had nothing to do with you.
What?
I don't like to see two people riding on scooters together.
Oh, yeah. No, it makes me very
especially
nervous.
Especially full-fledged adult males.
It makes me very nervous. I'm not going to lie. Like, anytime I ride one of those things, like...
It's not because they're males. They just don't... They fall harder.
No, exactly. Like, I'm totally with you. This isn't any weird gender thing. It's just, like, logistically, they look more off
balance. And men are stupid when they're on these scooters. 100%. Like, come on,
they're gonna try to show off and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna ramp this thing," and then go head over tea kettle, and they're gonna hit the ground way harder.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut into your.
No. I'm glad. Because we care about all of our listeners, and we want them to be safe out there.
They're probably listening right now.
Yeah,
too.
Be careful. He told me this. Riders. But Pops got his scan back, stage 4 leukemia. He was in remission. You've heard that as well, but he got the scan, and it is complete remission, which is like an upgraded category.
It's awesome.
Of when you've, whooped cancer's ass so bad that it's basically non-existent. You're never going to be completely clear of it, but you basically go from, like, one cancer cell in every billion to, like, one cancer cell in every, like, 10 billion. So shout out to our friends at Norton's and Pops and everything. So very, very happy text here. Now, we did say this, though. He had a couple lungs on his spots on his lungs from pneumonia. There's a tiny little part of me that as happy as I am about all the thing. Because, I mean, look, we're an Italian family. You bust everyone's chops, but you do it 100% out of love and everything. And I was saying, Pops, I love you. I'm so proud of you for everything you did.
You have to stick to the plan.
But why the hell were you trying to go to the ACC tournament when you had, like, no oxygen?
Yeah,
so it was like,
stick to the plan.
Yeah, you need a gentle reminder that, hey, your health is important because we don't want to lose you, homie.
Yep.
So, yeah. So there was a tiny little part of me that was like, okay, now don't do anything stupid like that again. Gabados. That's what we call it in Italian. It means stick at it.
Gabados. I have heard that.
Yeah. Freaking Gabados. The whole Val Vanna clan, myself included. But, So, yeah. Shout out, Pop. Shout out, Norton. Oh. Great news today.
Okay. I gave a teaser. Before I did my confession about moving on and getting rid of the old and, hope I don't carry any toxic traits and post-traumatic stress disorders from, I still might throw on the Lions hoodie every now and then. Although, I'm not sure how my new girl feel about that. Wearing stuff the old girl got me. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So, conversation about crossing bridges. I took a huge step this weekend. I encourage everyone to do it because if you're not willing to do this, listen, you're not willing to learn from the past, it's bound to repeat itself. I feel like I share the same the fan base sentiment on what I did this weekend. And I don't know how many of you are strong enough to do it, especially Louisville fans. Listen, the Louisville hater, you probably watched this. The Louisville hater that claims to love Louisville probably has this thing on repeat. They probably have it like a screensaver and a GIF on the back of their TVs. You know, with the technology of the moment your TV goes into, any kind of animation mode, screensaver mode, you probably got this stuff playing right in the background. So I'll just tell you what happened. Nikki, I have a library of videos on my YouTube TV. Okay? Now, sometimes you can't. I only go into my library to see a particular player because the team is so different now in basketball. I go look for a player. I got a different coaching staff. I'm going to have different players. Okay? I know that. I'm aware of that. Have different body shapes, style. Everything's going to be different, okay? So I want to look at a player when he's confident, when he's, in shape, healthy. I'll go do that. But your YouTube TV, shout out to Lauren, by the way. It's just a lifesaver. When you do that YouTube TV, it has folders, Nikki. There's one folder that I just can't click on. And that folder... It's Louisville football. Listen, I got.
I thought you were going to say Minesweeper or
something. I have
like that.
A Detroit like, Lions folder. You know, I can pop that on and watch. I can watch gut wrenching. Like Detroit, like set a record for like the closest losses and leading by this much, and they held Baltimore to like 20 points. Like they had the most almost and good tries and maybe next time games you ever seen. They lost like 3+55-yard field goals or something. It was like a record like that. They lost 3 games in a row with game-winning field goals. Anyway, the Louisville football folder. I don't feel like I can go to that folder and look at players in particular, right? I don't feel like I can look at – I just could not click on this Louisville folder. I did it this weekend. And not only did I click on the Louisville football folder, I went to Ole Miss. I told y'all a lie last week. Not intentionally, but I lied to you. Last week, I was sitting across from Steve, and you have to forgive me. Sometimes I lose track of if this was a conversation between. That's when you know you got an open relationship with the radio show. When I don't know if I've said something to Steve on air or on the phone,
right?
That means we're talking. This is y'all hear a conversation that we have 3 times a day on a light day, okay? In this conversation, I said, you know, sometimes you go back and you watch a Louisville condensed football game and you're watching it and you see the plays and you're like, how did we lose? How did we lose? And then you see 3 plays in that whole condensed game. It's like, gosh, darn it. Right. But when you go back and look at that, you still have the emotions of a heartbreaking loss that you saw in real life. Now, when you watch it in condensed, you're positive, 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 haymaker. And it's like, oh, God. And it's like, that's the one play, you know. In reality, though, it was, no, come on. You know, it was just a different vibe to the entire thing. Condensed version, you see the 2 plays that cost you the game. Shucks.
Right.
That first down, you had them right there.
Is that better or worse? Because in the moment, like, everything is live or die. But afterwards,
I'll have an
like...
answer to that. Right at the end of this conversation, okay, probably, because cool. That's where I'm kind of going in this conversation. Condensed version, again, you see that good play. You see the good play. You're moving the ball. But I'm telling you, it's torture to see 3rd and 16 and give up a slant for a first down. It's torture. And a lot of times they don't show it. So you just see them scoring. You know, you see them all the way at the end zone scoring. And you're like, geez, they move the ball? In your brain, you remember them just moving the ball down the field and scoring and punching it in. Just, Louisville, you suck. Here's the thing. I clicked on Ole Miss. And going into that, when I pressed that button, I want to take you through it. Because listen, before this season, y'all are going to have to go watch Ole Miss, the full game, Ole Miss Louisville. This is important for your development into this year. It's important for you to have perspective on expectations. The reason this show is about the mirror is because you have to remember exactly who you are in the mirror. You have to look and see exactly what you look like, okay? I turn this on, Nikki. I turn it on. Now, again, we're just getting out of, you know, your COVID year and, you know, you got this little, you know, you got this first opening kickoff game, right? Nikki, I turn this game on. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's the man. Y'all know that. And again, I let my emotions go as I turned on this game. So I look at it, I'm like, Lane Kiffin, man, he is pretty good. You know, like I forgot how good he was. And here's the thing. I'm looking at the players out there, right? And I'm like,
Mackerel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
3 stud running backs.
Listen, I won't even go into detail. I'm watching the game not knowing anything. I'm watching my Louisville team versus Ole Miss in my home on July 24th. What's the day, 25th? 25th. Okay, on the 24th, early morning, I'm watching. Damn, we're not as small as I thought, okay? I'm looking at the Ole Miss Powder Blues. like, that's awesome. I'm looking at our candy apple red head to toe. I'm like,
oh, it was a very aesthetically pleasing game.
Yes, yes, yes. And I'm looking and I'm seeing a lot of positions where I'm like, I didn't remember it like this. I remember getting beat over the head with a blunt object from start to finish. That's what happened in my brain. So I'm watching this. And, you know, I'm okay, Matt Corral, like I said. Nikki, I'm watching, you know, they run the ball a couple yards. You know, we stop them for 3 yards, you know. We get these guys in third and six right off the bat, you know. I'm watching incomplete passes. I'm watching this hold, you know, make good, you know, good defensive calls. Nikki, do you know in the second possession of the game, and think this is honest, people, you can go back and confirm this. What if I told you that three possessions in a row, we tipped the football? And not like a lineman just stuck a hand up, right? I'm talking about when the ball was snapped, our linebacker turned back and ran into a position, or he slid over to a position. And you can see the play, like the coach. The play is, when this ball snapped, I want you to move over 5 steps right here and watch the ball go right past his head. He gets his hands up kind of late, but you're saying, damn, what? Catch that. Right?
Right there.
Okay. So we're watching it. And you might watch it and say, oh, man, that was almost a touchdown. No, that was almost an interception. We tipped the play. Okay, so I watched that play, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, damn it. You know, you should have had that. You know, I'm actually watching like I don't know the result. And it's like the second possession of the game, you know. Man, yeah. Early. I watch him tip that ball the very next play. They try to get somebody across over the middle, like a tight end. Our guy backs up a couple steps, tips the ball. Ball bounces, gets knocked around. Oh, come on, guys. You know, that's two tip passes. And they were tipped because the kid was moved in the play. Basically,
he was where he was supposed to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, if he was just out there naturally freelancing or playing one-on-one, I would say, okay, that's a player making a play. But when you see them move at the beginning of the play where they're supposed to be and they tip the ball, that's Brian Brown calling that play. So, Nikki, imagine this. Imagine this. In hindsight now, I watched us nearly have three interceptions in a row, right? And on the third play, they run a slant or a quarterback draw that goes for 35 yards. Now, when you're watching that live, we suck. But if you're a coach, you're like, I put you in position for three picks. Come on, guys. Corral can throw that ball now. But we got to make these plays. This is the difference. Hey, this is the difference between right now, we're on the 30-yard. If y'all get one of those picks, we're on the 30-yard line. Going the other way against Ole Miss and the score's, you know, zero, whatever. Okay. Marcus, lighten up on the coaches. You know what I'm saying? Because he did his job right there. I used to defend Bobby Petrino the same way. I said, listen, man, Bobby draws this up. And Jalen Smith is wide open. He drops the football. We had Marshawn Ford in here. He said, you dropped that ball in practice. They're not calling that play. You have to catch it every single time, or we're not calling that play. I'm sure Bobby Petrino saw him catch it every single time. So I'm watching this game, Nikki, and I watched those three tips in a row. And then, again, it never fails if you miss those opportunities. Coach, basketball coaches always say it. You smoke a layup, I guarantee they're going to come down and hit a three. It's just how the world – it's like the boost of confidence. When you smoke a layup, the other team is just, hey, God meant for this to go in. Shoot. Damn.
Sometimes it's the other guy's movie.
And you're going out, too. The coach is pulling you out the game. So now their confidence is going to go up even more because he just hit a three. Marcus is on his way to the bench. Ah, yeah.
See what you did? See what you guys did?
Bring that back up in here. Okay, I'm saying that because it's like it never fails. You drop an interception. If I was a live better, I would say if that guy dropped the interception and I could live bet that they score in this possession, I'd gamble $10 right there. This is going. That's not going to end well for the team on the defense. If they get two tip passes and don't pick it off, this is not going to end well. Now imagine three tip passes in a row. That's going to be a touchdown come hella high water in this possession because you had three opportunities to change this game early. So that happens. That happens during the game. Do people don't realize they move the ball down the field. We remember us as being Swiss cheese against Ole Miss. The first possession, they got it down to like the 5-yard line. It took them like 6 plays to get the ball in the end zone. We were stout as all get out, you know? Here's the thing. Now, I don't have to replay the entire game, but I'm kind of taking you through some of the plays to where you say, wait, this wasn't as bad as we thought it was. Nikki, it was 23. Like, do you realize, like, people don't realize it was only like 9-0 right before halftime. It's 9-0. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were moving the ball, but they couldn't score on us. I mean, the time they scored is easy. And here's the thing, too. This is traumatic. What I asked Steve this exact same question. I said, Steve, what do you remember as being our number one weakness last year? He said, tight end pass across the middle. I said, close. I said, you're in the right area, but you don't realize what the play is. The quarterback draw was our weak spot. We have speed rushers that can run around and can flush quarterbacks out the pocket. But that drop back that goes right up the middle, we vacate our thing. And then I said, you know where this got exposed at? Matt Corral and Will Levis made a living off the quarterback draw.
Oh, my God. That was automatic.
Right?
God.
But here's the thing. It was the exact same weakness, exact same play. So here's the thing. You watch an entire game, right? You gave up 5 huge plays off quarterback draws against Ole Miss. You gave up 2-3 touchdowns of Will Levis running right up the middle, full steam ahead, right? You watch those plays and you're like, that's 21 points. That's a blowout. All the other stuff, you played solid. You played solid. Malik played bad. He had the jitters. You could tell he had the jitters because it was 3rd and long and we ran student body right. We basically ran a wildcat with Malik. If it's 3rd and 7, 3rd and 9, and you have to run a wildcat with Malik, it means you know he ain't right. I mean, it's Ole Miss. They're talking about Malik being the man. This is his opportunity to get to the league. I can see him having the jitters. He's not, like, you can see the plays. He's not thinking about throwing this ball. He's low ball, is shorthanded. When you see the plays, you're like, oh yeah, like, of course he's off this game. Of course he's not comfortable.
Which is what, I mean, I feel like that was kind of one of, I remember the fan backlash of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Was a lot of things that fans were upset about.
Yep.
Last season.
Yep.
that the coaching staff said were addressed in the offseason didn't really look like it come to fruition. One of those things was kind of the discipline of Malik, because we'd seen it in the past where he would try to, I think it came from a good spot. I don't want to say it was hero ball.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to show out. He was just trying to, like, it's up to me to lead these guys.
In real time, it looked like hero ball.
Right.
When you go back and watch it, you know what that was? A coach saying, don't turn the ball over.
Right, which was something that was a major bugaboo the season before.
And you start realizing, what do they say in every sport? The minute you tell somebody don't do something, they're paralyzed with fear. So every single time there was a window, he threw that ball low and hard. Just keep it away from everybody. So I went back and looked at it, and I'm like, that's not Malik. You know what I'm saying? Like, Malik, you were a little jacked. You were jacked up. You were only comfortable running it. The coaches knew it, too. So, Coach Satterfield had one option or two options. Go over there and yell at him and tell him to sling, let the ball go, risk getting it picked, or try to find some stuff that he's comfortable doing until he loosens up. Because when you go back and you look, second half, you're down big. All of a sudden, he got accuracy. All of a sudden, he's playing.
Right, because then it's
it's
the pressure's off.
Yeah, it's the three pointer. Like I say, the easiest three pointer to hit is down 10. That's why I say JJ Trainor is like a legend for that three pointer that he hit coming off the bench. But you get what I'm saying. Like I went back and I watched the entire Ole Miss game, and I'm like, hey, we are soft in the middle, you know. We got a bunch of speed rushers, no pushback in the middle, and that's a weak spot. That's a weak spot in our play call. We don't expect a lot of, but here's the thing. Oh God, Monty Montgomery. I swear, Matt Corral's head should not be connected to his body. Monty Montgomery hit Matt Corral early on. His head bounced off that turf. Matt Corral might be the toughest kid I ever seen. But here's the thing.
It was a Teddy Sugar Bowl-esque hit.
Yes. You realize, okay, Monty Montgomery's ejected. It's your best defender. Or one of them. He's ejected right after that hit. You don't have him for the rest of the game. It's your middle. That's your speed guy. You know, that's your hardest hitter. You start going back and looking at everything. You're like, this is not just the boat racing, you know, like I said. So here's the thing. I say, how do we fix it? We bring in the most impactful per On3. It's amazing how On3 doesn't know what they're talking about until they say something. Per On3, the most impactful. Sorry about that. The most impactful defensive tackle in the college transfer market, right? And that's me kind of making fun of On3, but not for real, because all the lists of the transfer market of defenders, Lole is on them. On the who's who of transfer pickups, he's on. Between that and now you've had your D tackles for 2.5 years. Now your young fellas is like, okay. Now you see, well, in this Ole Miss game, I say, who is that guy? Oh, yeah. That was Ashton Jelati. A true freshman starting his first game in college. Yes, Marcus. He over-pursued and gave up. He's never seen a draw from Lane Kiffin. Not to mention, the one time you don't want Lane Kiffin is when he's had the entire summer to get ready to waste you in the first game of the year. Lane Kiffin is known. Nick Saban brought Lane Kiffin in because he said, I don't want to play him. I don't want him on somebody else's staff drawing up game plans against me. Lane, you need a job? I'll pay you to go away. Like, we know Lane Kiffin. He didn't last 2 seconds in the minor leagues. Nobody wants to play against Lane. Marcus, you sent your Ashton Jelati out there against Lane Kiffin in game one.
Prepared. Kiffin. A seasoned Lane Kiffin, if you will.
A summer seasoned Lane Kiffin with a draftable quarterback. So I'm just like, I'm doing all this math, and I'm like, Marcus, it's a miracle that y'all held up on defense as much as you did. It's a miracle. And Malik played like crap. Malik played like crap. Our guys were not ready for that moment. Coach's job to get them ready. Yes, it is. I agree. It's hard to get you ready for Lane Kiffin opening game. What is it called? Chick-fil-A Bowl. It's tough. So I watched it, and I'm saying, we're not as small as I thought. We're a lot more explosive. We're a year better. We beefed up. Swag on recruiting. A lot of stuff can change.
You have your captain back.
Be careful, y'all. And don't start hating on me when I jump back all the way in. I'll take our last commercial break. Ben Davis and Marcus Maven tonight to Octaville.
This is Lamar Jackson, and you're listening to the home of the Ravens in Louisville, 93.9 The Ville.
This is SportsCenter.
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano. The SportsCenter update brought to you by AL81, Kentucky's original ginger soft drink since 1926. Starting on the diamond, the Reds, they taught Mitch's Cardinals 6-3, thanks in part to a long ball from Joey Votto.
Here's a high fly ball deep left field. There goes the center fielder, Carlson, and that ball is out of here. Joey Votto with an opposite field three-run home run. And that is a four spot on the board for the Reds in the third.
Reds kick off a series with the Marlins over on ESPN 680 105.7 this evening. The Bats, they won a weekend series with the Sounds 9-5. Track and field, UK alum Sydney McLaughlin, after setting a world record in the 400-meter hurdles, anchored the 4x400-meter relay, helping facilitate a U.S. route and give America their record 33rd medal of the Track World Championships. And just a reminder, it's that time of year for our local ESPY Awards. Finalists are in, and you can continue voting today on ESPNLouisville.com. The winners will be announced on Tuesday, August 2nd. More middays with Marcus Maben next. I'm Nick Valvano. This is SportsCenter.
You better be glad that that's awesome. I don't know what that is or who that is, but that's not VIP. That's not Little John and the East Side Boys.
Oh man, yeah, that's like they sampled it. Ooh, my bad. I just saw Clean and I jumped on
Listen,
it.
Listen, it's awesome. It's awesome, and that would be something, if I was in the club, I would enjoy it.
Yeah, they call that in golf a good miss.
Yeah. But I'm going to need the original really quick, please, and I'll talk to the people about some stuff we got going on. Let me read something. Okay, I'm officially the guard police now. Okay? Marcus Maben is the guard police. So listen, from now on, you whisper it around me. Okay. So we're talking this weekend about Drew. I agree with you. I cannot wait for the roster, the official Louisville roster, to be complete so I can start, you know, addressing my team in a full spec. That's why I haven't been over to practice yet. I want to see my team completed. I can see good workouts and all that good stuff. I want to see my team. Okay, now I want to open up something. Okay, so there's what happens. Nikki, I don't need, listen, Nikki, have my back when you're here at 93.9, okay? Now, if you want to be devil's advocate when you're out there doing other shows and helping content for other places, you have my back here, okay? Just do that for me. So, Nikki, as the guard police, I'm either the guard police or the guard. I am sorry. I'm either the guard police or the guard legal counsel. Okay. Marcus Maben understands. I've watched basketball around the world. I've watched the Florida States. I've watched the Baylors. I've watched so many teams with one guard and the rest guards. I'm obligated legally to say true point guard. Okay, we had L. Ellis come in here. How many times did L. Ellis say, I don't feel like dealing with Jarrett West today? Hey, Jalen, bring the ball up the court. And I lived through it. Tony Williams, bring the ball up the court. Nate, bring up. I'm not dealing with this kid today. This kid with this energy, come get the ball and bring it up the court. I'll start the offense when we get down there. I don't know who doesn't understand that, but it doesn't matter, okay? So, Nikki, they've already started picking apart the resume of a young Fabio Basile. We'll still leave him in the hypothetical category, but again, per Jeff Greer, so we can add credibility to that, per Jeff Greer, Fabio Basile, everybody's like, welcome to the family on the Instagram. He's, thanks, bro. Come on, can't wait to get you in here, little Brody. Appreciate it, big fam. Okay. I think that's a pretty much done deal. Like, that's not DJ Wagner refusing to say, I'm not committed to anybody. Like, if a kid's on his Instagram saying, you know, hey, welcome to the family. Appreciate it, big bro. See you soon. It's safe to say he's coming here, right? Okay. Or let's just say somebody can always steal somebody at the last minute. Who knows? Right? So, Nikki. Late growth spurt, Fabio. Is why, you know, is what explains his, listen, did not play the AAU circuit. Okay? So two huge things when it comes to scholarship offers and getting ranked. They don't go in high schools like that anymore. Unless they go to high schools just to go say what's up. It's like going out of your way to see a girl in down the hallway. I don't have a class over here, but I'm going to just go here and hope, you know, just go say hi and let you know I'm going out of my way to see you, girl. So, Nikki, I love this kid, right? I'm like, that's a nasty, creative little point guard. Now, I don't know if you've seen little highlights and stuff or whatever, but I think we can all say that I got a good eyeball to say, okay, Carlique Jones can play. Quan Ford, athlete can help if he's dedicated to his role.
Defense.
Yeah. Carly can play. Anybody with eyeballs. You see a guy shake a guy, you know what a showman shake is, and a guy who has handle of the basketball, you know what they look like. Even if you're lame in your basketball, right? In your basketball world. So we got this guy, right? Late addition. True point guard, 6'4". Listen to this, Nikki. Fabio Basile, Oak Ridge. Mike James, Oak Ridge. 2021 Pangos All-American Festival East Team. Blah, blah, blah. Now listen to Fabio's bio or report. You listening to this? Because this is me, the guard. I'm the Johnny Cochran of guards right now. And Kenny Payne's guards. True point guards. Listen to this, Nikki. Everybody's like, come on, Marcus. We're listening. One of the biggest sleepers at the point guard position in the National 2022 class is Fabio, who plays for Coach Steve Reese on both his Oak Ridge High School and elite Nike EYBL squad. By the way, has a longstanding relationship with Kenny Payne, the coach. Basile followed up a standout performance at the Fantastic 40 in Las Vegas in early August. Okay, this is the last rip. With a terrific effort here, all tourney selection had a triple double, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Including a deep three-point bomb that forced overtime in a 31-128 semifinal win over a talented Midwest squad. He had team-high 27 points and 8 assists in the game. Fabio plays with confidence, does not back down to any challenge, and has excellent playmaking skills.
How you doing, Paisan?
Marquette, Cincinnati, Maryland are among the increasing number of schools showing interest. I expect that list to grow longer before it gets shorter. Oh, God. Am I allowed to get excited about something like that?
I don't see why not. You are a defender of the guards.
A point guard is seen as the biggest sleeper point guard in the 2022 class. All tournament at the Pangos Nike All-American. We'll be fine. As always, 81-59-39, number 38-31-99, text line, it's Marcus Baby, 939 The Ville. Now that
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.